There's no business like show business.
I'm John DeSando.
I'm Wayne Miller.
It's movie time.
And John, I got so full of the Holy Spirit watching this movie that I went out into the garden to try to find a snake to handle, to test my faith.
Well, we've got plenty of snakes and the devil all the time.
Yes. It was hard to find, but they're there. Somebody with some redeeming features.
Oh, really?
About them.
Good. You'll tell me later, because I certainly didn't find one.
The main protagonist.
Played by Tom Holland?
Yes. Arvin.
So you think he's good?
Oh, yes. he is.
I can't count the number of people he blew away in this
thing. Well, I just calls for it.
This Southern Gothic tale is set in Coal Creek, West Virginia, and Knock 'em Stiff,
Ohio.
Real places.
Taking place from like the end of World War II, 1945, to about 20 years later, about 1965, in Appalachian country.
Yeah.
Trying to figure out in what location, because it kind of kept going back.
It does shift back and forth,
a location as well as shifting back and forth, a time period. That's what, to me, made the movie interesting. It kept me on my toe. I would recommend this movie to anybody who likes some of their, like, HBO or Netflix series, shows like Fargo particularly. It's almost packed in plots and subplots that you would find in some of these better TV series like Fargo or Justified, Ozark, a number of different characters. And you do go back in time and different locations in some of these series. What a cast of characters.
We can also call it neo-noir or Appalachian noir.
Yeah.
And a film that you and I liked several years ago, Winter's Bone.
Yes. Yep.
With Jennifer Lawrence.
Yes. The set design was excellent.
Yeah.
The homes and the businesses and definitely the churches. A killer soundtrack. From country and western to gospel, a music that was a bit more popular, you know, like top 40 stuff. But everything, especially listening to some of the lyrics, and the one thing that I'm glad I did, you recommended, I'm glad you did for a couple of reasons, and to keep the subtitles on.
Yes.
One, because sometimes these people would whisper, or with the accents, it was hard to pick up what they're saying. Helped me pay attention to the lyrics of the songs.
Of the songs, right, yeah.
And how the lyrics of the songs sometimes really highlighted the plot element.
I watch most of my movies on the streaming by putting on the closed caption.
Yes.
And as long as you're not distracted by it, and you and I have watched enough movies over the years that we can get used to that. I'm listening to everything that's said. If I miss anything, it doesn't work.
Yeah.
It seems to me the operative motif here is retribution.
And revenge. Your term retribution puts it in more religious. Some of the nastier characters are ministers or traveling evangelists.
The minute you see a slicked down preacher, it's just not up to good.
Played very well by Robert Pattinson.
There are probably too many characters.
That's why I say that it's like one of these miniseries that everything's packed. But I think each of the characters were really fleshed out.
How about the Bonnie and Clyde?
Oh, my. Yes.
Riley Keough and Jason Clark.
Yeah. Excellent job.
They're not
goodness.
Nice to handsome young men whom they pick up along the way on the road.
And this is Sebastian Stan as Sandy's brother Lee.
We have friends who live in Appalachia.
Yes.
We have a particular friend who grew up in West Virginia, and we'd wish that she could verify for us how accurate this is. I don't know. I've seen Deliverance. But again, I'm wondering how much of this is stereotyped.
Yeah.
But it is a most amusing movie.
But you know, you find this, you know, since I lived about 13, 14 years in Michigan, late 60s up through early 80s, I went to a Pentecostal church one time, and really, you find these people, characters like this, no matter where you are.
The Devil All the Time, what grade do you award it? Wayne Miller.
I'm going to give it a B+. To have experienced some of what the people go through, in the back sticks. It's Movie Time is produced by John DeSando. Listen to shows and read reviews online at WCBE.org.